ജയം വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചരണാരവിന്ദം ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാശീല പ്രഭുപാദികി ജയം നിത്യലീല പ്രവിഷ്ടോം വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹാരാശീല പ്രഭുപാദികി അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവ വൃന്ദകി നാമാചാര്യശീല ഹരിദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർക്ക് പ്രേം സോഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോവിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ട ഗിരിഗോവർദ്ധാനിക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാമിക്ക് മായപ്പൂർ ധാമിക്ക് മധുരപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥ്പുരി ധാമിക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സാമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ഗൗർ പ്രേമാനന്ദി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലി ബോഡീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലി ബോഡീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിസ് ടു അസംബ്ലി ബോഡീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ ഗുരു എൻ ശ്രീ ഗൗരാംഗ ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറി ശ്രീല പ്രഭുപാദ നമോ വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേശമതി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിതി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശധാരിണേ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം മാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധര ഭവാർണവ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവദാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷകൃഷ്ണമേവ ഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാ നാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫലാ സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നേനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവ ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പാദയോർസ്തവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാഥസ്ത്വം നോ യദ പ്രഭോ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമനം തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യതോന്വയാ ഇതരതസ് അർത്ഥേഷ്വഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാൻ തേനേ ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദായ ആദികവയെ മുഹ്യന്തി യത് സൂരയം തേജോ വാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷ ധാംനാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തകുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി ധർമ്മപ്രോജിതകൈതവോത്രപരമോ നർമ്മത്സരാണാം സദാ വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനികൃതേ കിം വാ പരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേത്ര കൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭീ തക്ഷണ നിഗമകൽപ്പതരോർഗളിതം ഫലം ശുകമുഖാത് അമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിബദാ ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോ രസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാഹം സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോത്പത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നുമ യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുഭേദമഭേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈബാഹ്യനോ വിരഹകാതരമാജ്ജുഹാവ പുത്രേതി തന്മൈതയത്തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിം ആനതോസ്മി യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖില ശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപം അതിഥിതീർഷതാം തമോന്ധം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനമുപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യം നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേ കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കലവേണുക്കുണിതാദൃദാനനെന്തോഹ മമ വാചി വിജൃംഭതാം മുരാരേർ മധുരീം ന കണികാപി കാപി കാപി നമാ ഓം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിതി നാമിനേ నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవీం గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశధారిణే శ్రీమల్ గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమ వందే నందవ్రజస్త్రీణాం పాదరేణుమభీష్ణశ యాసాం హరిగదోద్గీతం పునాది భువనత్రయం గోపీచరణారవింద పరమాణవే నమ పీతాంబరం కరవిరాజితచక్రశంఖం కౌమోదకీ సరసిజం కరుణాసముద్రం రాధాసహాయమతిసుందరమందహాసం వాతాళయేశమనిశం హృది భావయామి కోమళం కూజయన్ వేణుం శ్యామళోయం కుమారక వేదవేద్యపరం బ్రహ్మ భాసదాం పురతో మమ మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘయతి గిరిం యల్కృపాతమహం వందే పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీకృష్ణాయ నమ శ్రీమతి రాధికాయే నమ సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద this discussion between Krishna and the Kumaras, that's what we were talking about, isn't it? So Krishna says to the Kumaras, especially in this case, what we see here is that by yukti chinta means that by understanding in the Vedic way how the Vedic way of thinking is very different from the way the conditioned soul thinks or the modern education system is training people to think. It's a completely different way. We'll come to that later. But Krishna is saying to the Kumaras that the only way is to go through this way of thinking, develop this train of thought, like Krishna explains here. Yo jagare bahur anukshana dharminorthan, that is verse 32, there you will see there. Yo jagare bahir anukshana dharminorthan భుంక్తే సమస్తకరణే హృదిదల్ సుదృక్షాన్ స్వప్నేం సుషుప్తం ఉపసంహరదే సమేక స్మృతి అన్వయాల్ త్రిగుణవృత్తి త్రిగింద్రియేశ ఏవం విమర్శ్య గుణతో మనసస్త్రవస్థ మన్మాయయామై కృతామితి నిశ్చితార్థాః సంచిద్యహార్దం అనుమానసదుక్తి తీక్ష్ణం జ్ఞానాసినా భజతమాఖిల సంశయాదిం ఈక్షేద విభ్రమమిదం మనసో విలాసం మృష్టం వినష్టం అతిలోలమలాతచక్రం విజ్ఞానమేకం ఉరుదైవ విభాది మాయ స్వప్నస్త్రిధా గుణ విసర్గకృతో వికల్పాః దృష్టిం తదప్రతినివృత్య నివృత్తతృష్ణ తూష్ణీం భవే నిజసుఖానుభవో నిరీహ సందృశ్యతే కుజయదీదమవస్తు బుద్ధ్యా త్యక్తం భ్రమాయన భవేల్ స్మృతి ఆనిపాతాల్ దేహం చ నశ్వరం అవస్థితం ఉత్థితం వా సిద్ధో న పశ్యతి యథోధ్యగమత్స్వరూపం దైవాదభేదం ఉదదైవవశాదుభేదం వాసో యదా పరికృతం మధిరామధాందాః దేహోపి దైవవశకం ఖలు కర్మయావత్ స్వారంభకం ప్రతిసమీక్షతమేవ సాసు తం సప్రపంచం అధిరూఢ సమాధియోగం స్వాప్నం పునర్న భజతే ప్రతిబుద్ధ వస్తు. సో దీస్ సిక్స్ వర్సెస్, దే ఆర్ మోస్ట్ అమేజింగ్ వర్సెస్ ఇన్ ద శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. ఇఫ్ యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ ది పర్పోర్ట్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ వర్సెస్, కృష్ణ ఇస్ సేయింగ్ హియర్ సంథింగ్ వెరీ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ కృష్ణ సేయిస్ హియర్ దట్ యూ జాగరే బహిరంక్షణ ధర్మినస్థాన్, దట్ whatever substances, whatever objects we are seeing in the Jagrat state, Krishna is saying here, everything is subject to change. Change is the very nature of all the objects in this world. So long as we don't take it seriously, we are thinking, this is the power of Maya, making us to think that nothing is changing. Nothing is changing in this world. We keep on seeing the same people every day and we think, oh, everything is going on the same way, nothing has changed. That's what we say also, isn't it? Everything is going on as usual, we say. It's not as usual. Everything is changing. That's the first thing Krishna wants to stress here. Yo jagrade bihuranishana dharminortan. That because while we are seeing things, it's changing. It is changing. While we are seeing things, it is changing. So scientists also have brought about this idea that the cells are changing every 7 years or so. All the cells in the body is changing. So millions of cells are taking birth and cells are changing. Means, in other words, what Krishna is saying here is the body is changing. Constantly changing body. Even while hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, the body is changing. Body is changing. And we keep saying that after a few years when we see someone, we say, oh, you have changed a lot. You lost your weight, or we say you put on a lot of weight. Things like that. We make these comments. But the fact is, constantly change is happening in this world. If we don't recognize that, we will not be able to understand the difference between absolute reality and the apparent reality. What we are experiencing now is the apparent reality. In Shastram, it's called a Pradibhasiya Satyam. Pradiyam, it is not the truth. It is a Pradibhasiyam. It's a reflective nature of the truth. It's a relative truth that what we are experiencing here today. So, absolute truth is that state from when there is no change happens. No change must happen. It has to be the same all the time. And that's why Krishna is saying here that in Swapnam state, all the objects what the living entity is observing in this world is constantly changing, isn't it? And Krishadrikshan, Krishna says there that Bhunte Samasta Karanai Kriditala Sadrikshan. Samasta Karanai, with all the senses, what we are experiencing in this world is always changing. Is always changing. Because the important thing what Krishna says here that all the sense objects, what you are experiencing in this world, a subtle form of that is present within us. And that is what we are experiencing in the dream state. So, in the sushupti state, what happens? Krishna says, Svapne sushupta upasamharade. So you can see what is happening. In the jagrat state, in the vacant state, you are relating with the world through senses, mind, intelligence, everything, and the sense objects. They are present inside us in a subtle form, which is experienced in the Swapnam state. When you go to the deep sleep state, in the Sushupti states, you are winding down everything. Neither there is presence of sense objects, or the senses, or the mind, or the intelligence, or even the ego. Doesn't exist there. And at that time, the only thing what you are experiencing, Krishna says, is only happiness. Sukham. Experience in that deep sleep. Smriti Anvayat. Krishna says, Smriti Anvayat. Trigana Vritti Tri Indriyesha. Trigana Vritti. The three modes of material nature is what is that has been creating these things. And Smriti is, or memory, is recollecting all that. The person who was in the Jagrat state, he is the same person who is experiencing the dream state. And the person who is in the dream state is the same person who is experiencing that in the deep sleep as well. And Krishna is saying here, if all the three were three different persons, then he will not declare it, isn't it? He will not be able to declare it. Because it's the same person who is experiencing these three states of existence, and who is only a witness to all the three states, he is the one who comes out and says to us that in the deep sleep, I had a good sleep, I dreamt while I was in the dream state, or I was experiencing all these miseries in my Jagrat state. Although he may not say like that in that way, he may say that I had gone through all this in my working life or in things like that, but it is in the Jagrat state he is referring to. So, Jagrat, Swapnam, Sushupti, the three states, Krishna is saying here, the same Chit Shakti is considered, comes here, and Triguna Vritti Drik Indriyesha. So all the center of the Indriyam or senses, or Sattva, Rajasa, Tamasa, the three modes of nature, For all these three states, that person is the witness. He is the witness to all these three states. And Krishna says, we have to know that that is our Swarupam. That is our real identity. Till we come to that state, it is all working on the platform of false ego. It's all on the platform of false ego. When you read through these verses, and when you start looking and analyzing these things, you can see when Krishna spoke to Arjuna, these are the same things going through Krishna's mind also. Krishna's mind means Krishna was speaking from that consciousness. You will observe this very clearly in the Bhagavad Gita. When Arjuna and Krishna, when they had discussed the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, if you look into the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, after the discussion was over, the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita began with certain observations from Arjuna, isn't it? Arjuna's doubts came about at that time. If you remember that, you will see that Arjuna says there in the fourth chapter in the beginning, Arjuna raised a doubt. When Krishna mentioned to Arjuna that I've spoken this yoga system to Vivaswan and Manu spoke to Ikshvaku, and Ikshvaku, in that way, this knowledge was sustained in this world, isn't it? Imam vivasvade yogam proktavanaham avyayam vaivasvan manuve praha manurikshakuve praved, he said. And then in the next verse he said, evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidu. All the great kings, great personalities, they had followed this. And sakale neha mahata yogo nashta parandava. In due course of time, this yoga system, the yogam was lost, he said. Isn't it? Shastram was not lost, yogam was lost. So that's an important thing. We talked about it in the Bhagavad Gita classes also. So then he says there, sa evayam maya tedhya yoga prokta puratana bhaktosime rasakha chedi rahasyam heda uttamam. Krishna says to Arjuna that, Arjuna, this rahasyam, this confidential thing, yoga prokta puratanaha, this is very, very old thing. It's not a new thing. It is extremely old. So old it is, this yoga system, prokta puratanaha. But I will restart the whole thing again because you are my devotee and you are also a friend. Bhaktosimi sakha chedi rahasyam hetat uttamam. So after saying this, Krishna looked to Arjuna to see what the response is. What the response is. You can see the way the whole verses go, flows from there. When Krishna says that, when Krishna spoke this first, second and third verse, three verses, Arjuna started thinking immediately, Abharam bhavado janma param janma vivasvada kadam edat bijaniyam tomado proktavaniti. Arjuna's question was, Abharam bhavado janma param janma vivasvada kadam edat bijaniyam tomado proktavaniti. Arjuna is saying to Krishna. Arjuna is saying, why, looking at you are not that old as son. You look only, maybe you are born a few months before me. And you are telling me that you spoke this to Vaswan, the sun god, before. And you also saying to me that katham edat vijaniyam tumado proktavanidhi. How am I supposed to understand this? It's a very genuine question from Arjuna, isn't it? You have to know the way the sages think to understand this verse. Once you understand the sage's way of thinking, then you know where you are trapped, I am trapped, Arjuna is trapped. We are all trapped in a situation. That is why Vedas and sages who compiled this, given us this Vedas, this Vedas, they have a completely different way of thinking. Completely different way of thinking. Unless we understand that way of thinking, we will get stuck here. We are stuck there. We can't go. Now Krishna says, I spoke this to Vaivaswan 40 million years ago. How am I supposed to understand this? Isn't it? This question is quite a natural question and it's a very reasonable question to ask. It's not an unreasonable question. On our behalf, Arjuna is asking this question to Krishna. On our behalf, he is asking this. Vedavyasa Maharshi has created these doubts in Arjuna's mind and completely keeping us in perspective that kadamedad vijaniyam tumado proktavanidi, he said, aparam bhavado janma, param janma vivasvada. You have born only few months ago before me. As far as I know that you came to this world few months before me. Krishna was a little bit elder than Arjuna. So he says to him, aparam bhavado janma, param janma vivasvada. Vivasvan has appeared when? We don't even know when he has appeared. And you are telling me, katham edad vijaniyam, how am I supposed to understand? Tumado proktavanidi, can you explain that to me please? This was Arjuna's question to Arjuna's question to Krishna. So here, the important thing is that all the doubts and contradictions, when jnanis and Krishna also, Krishna is the greatest jnani naturally, so when Krishna speaks and all the jnanis speak, there will be a lot of contradictions for us. Then they will never, a school teacher or a lecturer or a professor in the college or the school, he will answer your question, isn't it? He will answer your questions. That's what he is there for. He has to answer your questions. A jnani will never answer your questions. He will answer the questioner. The reason for that is, as far as the jnanis are concerned, all of us are trapped in the mind. We are all trapped in the mind. And as far as the jnanis and the realized sages and the great sages are concerned, those who are trapped in the mind, they can never understand spiritual life, nor they will be able to realize the self. This is a big obstacle, the mind, the trap of the mind. And as soon as Arjuna asked this question, immediately Krishna realized Arjuna is trapped in the mind. This is where time and space are two things which is in relationship with this world. We have to give account, or you have to take into account the time and space. Time and space has no value in spiritual life. Time and space is no value. No value at all in the spiritual life. Reason is this, that as far as this is because of our education, because the way we are educated. Have you noticed when in India, when they write books, they will not write anything in reference, mostly if you look into the old literature, Vedic literature particularly, Puranas and everything, you will notice there one thing, they won't write the details. You look at the authors from the West, they will bring everything in detail, they will write, wouldn't they? You can read the Western authors when they write books, you will notice there, they will give importance to things like place where it took place, when did this happen, time, place, these things will be mentioned in there. Whereas you look into Bhagavatam, all the Puranas and everything, nowhere it's mentioned many things where it has happened. People ask this question, where did Hiranyakashipu was killed? Was he killed in this planet or was he killed in the heavenly planets? Or was he killed elsewhere, somewhere else? Similarly, they will ask the question, where was Chitraketu, where was he ruling? He had 10 million wives and all sorts of things as mentioned in the Bhagavatam. So, why is this like this? This is the question you have to ask. Is that the Indians who, all the sages who wrote all these books, they could not provide the details? From the Vedic point of view, if you are trapped in the mind, you are lost there. You are stuck there. You can't move further. Time and space is no value in spiritual life. As far as sages are concerned, The past, what is gone, is all false. It's all lies. It has no value anymore. That is finished. You cannot get it back again. Same thing with the future also. Whatever future we are thinking, this will happen, that will happen, that's all imagination. That's all imagination. Whatever that has happened in the past and gone by, it is all lie as far as they are concerned. Why it is lie? It has happened on a relative platform. It's not on an absolute platform. Many of the things, and if this point is not taken seriously, we will get trapped in the mind. The mind will trap you there. Mind will tell you to find out, when did this happen? Where did this happen? Keeping all these things, is this Arjuna asking this question? Arjuna's mind is going like our mind. Kadamedat vijaniyam tomado proktavan iti, he says to Krishna. And you can see the reply from Krishna straight away. Abaram bhavado janma param janma vivasvada. He says there, isn't it? Krishna says, Bahunime Vedidani Janmani Tavajarjuna Tanyaham Veda Sarvani Natvam Veta Parandava. Krishna says to Arjuna, Arjuna, you are stuck in that trap of the mind. Why? Why is he stuck in the trap of the mind? Krishna is saying here, Bahunime Vedidani Janmani. In this world so many things are happening, isn't it? If you take all this as absolute and start accepting that as the truth, you are stuck there. You won't get to the real truth behind it, which is the absolute truth. In order to get to the absolute truth, you have to reject all the relative truths before that. Trapped in the mind means trapped in this relative truth. Trapped in the relative truth. That is why Krishna is saying there, you are trapped in that truth of this time and space. Because your question is so meaningless as far as the spiritual reality is concerned. Bahuni me vedidani janmani tavacha Arjuna tanyaham veda sarvani natvam veta parandava. You don't understand anything, he says to Arjuna. Why is that? He says, Krishna is saying here, Bahuni me vedidani. It has happened in the past. Many, many things have happened in the past. And I know everything what has happened. Imagine if Krishna has to keep a record of everything what has happened from day one right up to today. How big that hard drive has to be. Krishna's hard drive has to be, you can't even say how big it has to be, isn't it? You can't even say that. So why is Krishna saying like that? This is where the whole thing is. When Krishna is saying to us, understand this first thing, everything in this world is changing constantly. That's what in the Bhagavatam that said that, isn't it? Arjuna has not recognized that change, what is happening. What is happening in this creation? Constantly changing, 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 changing. Every moment, everything is changing in this world. But there is one thing which is changeless. What is that? The soul. The soul is the one which has no change at all. Under all circumstances, it doesn't change. Isn't it? Soul has no change at all. That is the truth. That is Satyam. That consciousness, I'm existing, that Unarva or Bodham Avastha, that is called the truth. That is the truth. And Krishna is that truth, and Krishna is speaking from that state. So he is saying to Arjuna, Arjuna, Abharam Bahuni me Vedidani Janmani. You are only conscious that you have gone through different bodies and you are in this body today and you are speaking to me, identifying with that body and fully conscious of this time and space and the trap of the mind. You are completely trapped in that mind. Whereas Krishna is speaking to Arjuna from the platform of that person, completely on the Chit-Shakti platform. Purely the whole Chit-Shakti in Krishna, which is Krishna, Chit-Shakti is Krishna. We call address as Radharani, but Chit-Shakti platform, Krishna is speaking. Krishna is saying that Param Abaram Bahuni Tanyaham Veda Sarvani. I know everything. Does that mean Krishna is not knowing things the way we are referring to as knowing it? When we say something we know, what do we mean by that? We think that it is stored up somewhere, we can retrieve it back, isn't it? We are not conscious of everything all the time, of everything what has happened in our own life. Our own life, isn't it? Sometimes somebody asks you, tell me about your life in the past, you will recollect certain things. You won't even remember everything what happened in the from the date of birth right up to this today. What has happened? You won't be able to talk about it. You will know some things which you remember on a daily basis. Everything what happened, every hour, everything, you won't remember anything. You can't remember, isn't it? All of us, none of us can remember. Krishna's point is, Tanyaham Veda Sarvani, I know everything what has happened. What it means is, Krishna is saying, I know everything what was happening and what's happening now, what was happening in the past and what will happen in the future. Why? Because I am that. It is that Shakti energy within the background of that all these things are happening. All these things are happening. So therefore what happened is, the sages know this very well, this truth. The truth is, it is the Chit Shakti behind the screen that is more important, not what has happened within that Chit Shakti. In the background of Chit Shakti, what happened is not important. So, only in time and space, our brain can work. Our brain can work only in the time and state. So, is it not? So, Krishna says here, so we will say also, he says, Arjuna says to Krishna, you were born then, and son was born long ago. How can I reconcile these things? He's asking them. So the sages, they never accepted history. They're saying to us, all these things called history, what you are writing, is all rubbish. It's completely rubbish. Why? It has no meaning. It's gone, finished with it. Keep on studying all this garbage of so-called history. From the spiritual point of view, it's a complete waste of time. Complete waste of time. So that is the reason, that's the first point to understand in spiritual life. If we keep on getting absorbed in the past, thinking that past is going to tell us something, past won't tell you anything. That is gone. That is finished. You have to leave it behind. Equally bad is to get trapped in the future, thinking that what will happen in the future, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. This is all imaginations, completely imaginations from the spiritual point of view. From spiritual point of view means from the absolute platform, they are all imaginations. Future is all imaginations and the past is all memory. Past is all memory, future is all imaginations. If these two things, if you have understood, Krishna is, you will understand that verse, what Krishna is saying there. Bahuni me vedidani janmani tava jarjuna tanyaham veda sarvani natvam veta parandava. Krishna is saying here that Arjuna, you are stuck in that trap, the trap of the mind. And we are all stuck in the same trap. That is why all sages have given absolutely no value for these things. This is the reason. When they wrote Puranas, you will see, one Puranam will say one thing in one way. And the same thing in another Puranam, the same author will put it in a different way. Will put it in a different way. Why is it like that? Is it because they didn't know how to write or what? What was the reason behind it? Whereas the authors from the West, they will provide everything very precisely, date, time, where it happened, exact location, and how to get there. All these things, they'll give everything very detailed. This is that change in the thinking. Difference in the thinking. They have not given. Sages said, this is a complete waste of time. What will you gain from this? That's the question. If it's not beneficial in realizing the truth, it's no point in going after that. As far as they are concerned, all the past is lie. It's all lie. It has to be left behind there. It has not to be taken any more seriously than that. So therefore, sages have told us this secret, the secret of spiritual life. This is the secret of spiritual life. It says here, time, space, everything is a lie as far as they are concerned. Time, space, everything is a lie. Sometimes, you will hear this sometimes from different people. They've gone to some holy places or some temples, some famous temples or somewhere. And they had a deeper absorption about that temple or the holy place within themselves. Sometimes they get attracted to some personality at some time
and that personality appears to them either in the dream or in person in that particular place. Physically, they have disappeared from this world long ago. They are not there anymore. Physically, they have disappeared. But he says that I have met such and such a person in a temple or in a holy space. Holy space. I had his darshan and he has spoken to me. If he says like that, how would you understand that? How can you accept that? Whereas we have to accept that either through faith that he will tell us the truth, or you have to accept it from this principle what Krishna is saying here, that abharam bhavado bhunime vedidani janmani tavaj arjuna tanyaham veda sarvani natvam veta parambhava. So Krishna says here that this time and space trap is a big trap. It's a big trap. Unless we come out of that, it is not possible to understand Bhagavatam. It's possible to understand Bhagavatam. Because Krishna was saying to us in the Bhagavatam, everything is changing. And if you are giving for any of these change or situation importance to it, and start thinking that that is the reality, you are lost there. That is not the reality, because the next moment it has changed again. It has changed again. So in a world that is constantly changing, if you accept anything as reality, Krishna says, you can't make progress on the spiritual life. That's the first thing. That is why these verses are important in the Bhagavatam. When he was talking to Kumaras, Krishna's point is this, that you, in the Jagrat state, you are experiencing certain things. And all this history has been written based on the Jagrat state. That is one. Secondly, things that is not important, you are giving importance to it. They are not the important issue. Where it happened, what happened, when it happened, time and space. Again, time and space. So, chronologically, if you try to understand your own life, you won't remember everything what has happened. In your own life, you can't remember everything what has happened. 40, 50 years, what happened in life, you won't know anything about it. So, what is then the reality? The reality is right at this moment what is happening. That's the only reality. And this thing, what's happening now, becomes a past in a few minutes or a few seconds. It's gone. It has become past straight away. So long as our Shraddha or attention is in the past or in the future, you are trapped in the mind. You're trapped in the mind. Right now, when we understand what is the reality, reality is at this moment in time is I'm speaking, you're hearing. That's all the reality is. Everything else prior to this is all false, is all lie. And all what is the future is also unknown, unknown entity. We don't know what it is. And that past future will become past very soon. The mind takes you only, mind cannot touch the present. It can only touch the past, it can only touch the future. It can never touch the present. If you accept that, if you get realization from that, you can see Krishna's point here. What Krishna is saying here. That important thing Krishna is saying here is that sometimes jnanis will answer like this. Once a person, people get all sorts of questions about spiritual life. They come like this. They say that after death, after a couple of years, he has taken another body. Somebody dead, and after a couple of years, he has taken another body. Says, can that happen? They said. They asked this question to a jnani. And a great sage, he replied, saying that it is all possible he could have taken birth after 2 years, but by then he could be 75 or 80 years old as well, he said. That was his answer. How will you connect these things? How can you connect? You are speaking from the trap of the mind, and he is speaking from the trap of the absolute platform. So this thing called time and space, so long as you are trapped in that, these verses are difficult to understand. That is the main thing to know. That you have to come out of the position of the trap of this thing called mind. Mind has trapped us there. That's why you cannot take mind very seriously in spiritual life. Everything. And the sages knew this very well. What else? Mind is doing this. In addition to that, Maya is doing so many things in this world. If you take notice of all those things and start taking them as serious and as the absolute thing, then you are stuck in that world. Isn't it? Stuck in this world. You can see how even sometimes spiritually advanced, supposed to be advanced people, they are also stuck in the same thing. So therefore they get absorbed in all kinds of things in this world, thinking that this is all truth, what's happening here. And everything that is in the Maya's domain, what is happening in this world is in the Maya's domain. And Maya is doing so many different kinds of things, and you are trapped in the mind and of this time and space, two things. And combinedly, Maya, combined with this time and space and the mind, is what is that you are making this research work. So, Puranas, because these Puranas were those which are read widely, isn't it? Compared to Upanishads and Brahma Sutram, they are only a few exclusive people study them, seriously. That's not for the ordinary people. But general class of people, majority of the people are into reading Puranam. And Puranam you will find written in this pattern, not giving importance to time and space. So naturally, people after studying Puranas, they will come to understand this one principle from Bhagavatam and many other Puranas also, that what is important is not time and space. What's important is not time and space. If you give importance to time and space, you will get stuck there. Like in the history books, what we are given to study. 10, 12 years we study this history, isn't it? What do we study? We study, the Second World War happened, 1939 to 1945. 1944, I think Hitler surrendered. What good is it, all these things? Ultimately, how is it going to help us in spiritual life? All these things. This is all collecting information, completely on a mental platform. On a spiritual platform, absolutely useless. You don't see anywhere mentioned when the when the war happened, in certain wars what is mentioned, when demigods and the demons fought the war, when did this happen, which year did it happen? There is no information. So people are saying that this particular way of thinking has come from the modern education. Which one? To think that everything should be related to time and space. Whereas the sages have always told us, don't get trapped into this thing called time and space. If you get trapped in that, it is not possible. So exactly the same trap Arjuna has got into. Arjuna started thinking, sun must have born sometime long before me and I am born now. Arjuna's thinking. Krishna is saying to him, very next verse, Ajobisannavve alpa bhutanam ishwarobisan prakritim swamathishtaya sambhavamyalpamayaya. Straight away, Krishna cut Arjuna there itself. Ajobisannavve alpa. I am a person who has no birth, no death. Ajam. I have no birth and I have no death. And you are also made of the same thing, no different. Arjuna is also a person, neither birth nor death. Birth and death is for the false ego and for the body, not for the soul. Soul has neither birth nor death. What's happening is, because of the identification with the body, Arjuna is in that state, and trapped in the body and the mind, this question has come from Arjuna. Otherwise, that question should not have come from Arjuna. Arjuna shouldn't have asked that question. Aparam bhavado janma param janma vivasvada katham edad vijaniyam tumado proktavanidi. This is the question from Arjuna. And Krishna's answer, bahuni me vedidani janmani davaja Arjuna tanyaham veda sarvani natvam veda parandava. If you read those two verses together, you will see that state where Arjuna is asking the question and from the state where Krishna is answering that question. That is what that difference is. Why is that difference? Krishna is following what he spoke to Kumaras in the Bhagavatam. Everything in the world is changing. I am not changing. Krishna is speaking from that state that you have to recognize there at that point. That's the point you have to recognize. Why? Ajobisanna vayatma. I am Ajan. I have no birth. Completely on a spiritual platform, Krishna is talking this. He's not speaking like Arjuna. Arjuna is speaking from the bodily platform, isn't it? From the identification with the body of time and space, he's asking this question. Krishna understood the question, where it's coming from. So Krishna says to him, Tanyaham Veda Sarvani Natum Veta Parandava. You don't know what has happened in the past. Because Krishna's position is like this, that he is situated completely on the spiritual platform. And Tanyaham Veda Sarvani Natum Veta Parandava. That is the reason immediately after that, Krishna wanted to clarify that point by saying, Ajobisanna Veyatma. That Ajam, I am unborn. So, when Krishna says, I am unborn, Arjuna is asking, you are saying you are unborn. But then everybody is telling me that you were born in the prison as Devaki and Vasudev's son. Or some people say you are born as Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi's son. Whatever it is, you are born like me. I was thinking like that. This was Arjuna's mind. And Krishna wanted to clarify that. Understand Krishna who he is, he says. That's what he wants Arjuna to do first. Who am I? Who I am? Because in a spiritual position, Ajobisanna Vayatma, I am Ajam. I have no birth and I have no death either. And there is no change in me. I don't change. I am always this. Always I am there. In all situations, all time to come, always existed and will always exist in the future. This is Krishna. And when we say that, that means it also refers to the soul that you have to take into account. And that is our nature. Proper identity is that, soul. But we have lost that identity. We have come to this bodily identity and we have got all these doubts in us. Do you see what the problem is? That because of this bodily identification, avidya has gone in, ignorance has gone in, and we have lost that ability to see things from that state where Krishna is speaking. Krishna is speaking always from that spiritual position. Ajam avyayam bhudanam isharobisan prakritim swam adhishtaya sambhavami atmamayaya, he says. Then adhishtanam is prakriti and those prakriti, all these things. The prakriti is doing all these things. I am only the adhishtanam or the basis on which prakriti is operating all these things. So we have lost that adhishtanam. Adhishtanam means that basis we have lost. We have fallen into the material body, and in that material body, all these questions are coming one after the other. And we are keep on asking this guru, that guru, that guru, everything. What is this? How can this happen? I'm not able to understand what you have said. Is the Shastram saying correct? And can this happen like this? How can Ugrasena Maharaja have 4 billion servants? How can Chitrakedu can 10 million wives? All these things, deliberately sages wants us to get out of this trap of the mind. Because these things, the mind is the one which is looking for this information business. Channeling for the information. This is the major difference. But what happened now is, most of us appreciate when the books are written in detail. Isn't it? Date, time and chronological order. If it's presented, we accept it. We think, he is more accurate. His information is more correct. Shastram, I have little doubts about it. Why? Because you're trapped in the mind. What can you do? So, anyone, doesn't matter who it is, anyone who has got trapped in the mind will never be able to understand Bhagavatam. Because Bhagavatam is referring to take us out of this mental trap, intellectual trap. These are all traps for us. We are trapped in that. Education has only created that, nothing else. That's why those who are trapped more intellectually or mentally, they find it very hard to come out of it. Because nothing makes sense to them. Nothing makes sense. Then what do? They take these Puranas and start research on it. To check it out, whether it's all proper. And then they write it off, it's all mythology. Given one stamp, out, gone. There we go. So this is what has happened. You think sages were stupid that they couldn't think that that these things, they think much deeper level than what we think about it. That is why they told us. Because they didn't want us to get trapped in the mind and the intelligence. They didn't want to give any importance to any of these factors. There are no importance at all to them. On the other hand, they throw it at us in such a way that you will get confused with this and you will leave it. You will be behind it. So that is the reason you will not see either Srinarada Maharshi,
Vedavyasa Maharshi or any great sages will not write about themselves anything. They have nothing to write about themselves because there is no importance. What's importance? Srinarayana Maharshi mentions only once in the Bhagavatam that in the Purva Kalpam, I was the son of a Dasi. Purva Kalpam, he says. Kalpam means the day of Lord Brahma. One day of Lord Brahma is one Kalpam. Now, if somebody tells you, in the last Kalpam, I was this, will it make any sense to you? Suppose somebody tells you that 20 years ago or 10 years ago I was this, you may accept it. But if I tell you in the last Kalpam I was this, what sense does it make to you? First of all, you don't even know what that Kalpam was, when that Kalpam was. This is what happens to the living entity's conditioning is all this. This is what's called conditioning. Conditioning means this, to get trapped in the body and the mind and unable to see anything beyond than that. Sages wants to get us out of it. They want to pull us out from this trap because otherwise spirituality and spiritual realizations can never happen to anybody. And anyone, people are writing biography, autobiography and all kinds of things. As far as sages are concerned, they are all lie, complete lie. Throw it away, that's what they are saying to us. Because it's no meaning. From Shastram, if you look at it, all that is meaningless. It is today, what you are doing right now at this moment, if you are accepting the truth, you have escaped from here. You are freed from this trap. But if you keep bringing back the past history and the future plans, then you could be remaining in those two worlds. That is the important thing to recognize here. So, Krishna says here that Janana Maranam, that means, Krishna says here, I know. This is another interesting statement from Krishna. He says here, I know everything what has happened in the past. And he also says, I know everything what is going to happen in the future. Now, this will bring a question. How can Krishna know like that? How can anybody know what is going to happen in the future? Krishna says, then the question will come. Does that mean that Krishna has already made plans for the many, how many billions of years what's going to happen in the future? This question will come, isn't it? If Krishna says to us that I know everything what has happened in the past, that itself is a doubt. Because if Krishna makes the claim that I know everything what has happened in the past, we will have to ask the question that how can Krishna remember so much for so many billions of years what has happened in the past? How can Krishna remember everything so much? Krishna is also looking like us, two hands, two legs, and he's standing there. How can he know all these things? Then worse than that is when Krishna says, I will know everything what is going to happen in the future. He says, isn't it? He says, I'll know everything what's going to happen in the future. Then he puts another doubt about Krishna. How can you remember all that? This is where spiritual understanding comes. When Krishna is saying that, I am the soul, isn't it? Bhutanam Ishwaro Bhisan. I am the Ishwara, I am the controller, I am the soul in everyone, present in everyone. I am that. And it is in me all these things are happening. All these things are happening in the presence of this Chaitanyam or this living force. In the absence of the soul, nothing else will happen. Nothing will happen and nothing will be experienced. Or the experience of us, what we have, I have, you have, everybody has, all the experiences, everything is happening because of the presence of Krishna inside. Because of the presence of the soul inside. And that is the point Krishna wants us to recognize first. It is only due to Krishna's presence inside that this awareness that so many things are happening. The past, what has happened, the so-called past. And what's happening in the future. All this awareness is only due to the presence of the living force inside. The Chaitanyam. Or the living forces inside. So Krishna says to him that because you are trapped, you got trapped in that mind, you won't understand this. That was the answer, Krishna's answer. That's why Krishna says there, Bahuni me vedidani janmani tavaj Arjuna, tanyaham veda sarvani natum veta parandhava. So, Krishna says that many lifetimes have come and gone. Many lifetimes have come and gone. Everything is nothing but a dream that has come through. Everything that was over is also a dream. Everything has come and gone. That's a dream. That what we call it as the
what we call as the past, at one time it was present, isn't it? That present has become past later. And similarly, future will become present one day. Future will become present one day. And the only truth is the present moment. That is the only truth. The past is all false and lies. That's gone. If you give importance to that, you are stuck there. Future is unknown and it's all imaginary, imaginations. You can't take notice of that either. That's why in spiritual life, you shouldn't think about future, what will happen. You shouldn't think about the past, what has happened. You should do today what you can do. Today, right now, at this moment, if you accept this truth, what Krishna is talking, you can escape from here. So long as you are stuck in the past, so long as you are stuck in the future, you are trapped in the mind. You will not progress from the to the reality. Reality won't happen. Because every moment you are thinking, I'm making the plan for the future. Or you are reflecting on the past. Mind is oscillating between the past and the future. So that is why Krishna says here that that person who is seeing this whole dream going through past, present and future is me, Krishna says. He is seeing that dream. And why? Because I am the witness to everything. So, Tanyaham Natvam Veta Parandama says to Arjuna, Arjuna, you do not know that. Because Arjuna is not in that Sakshi state. Remember, Sakshi state, what he talked about? Arjuna is not in that state. So therefore, Arjuna's mind started working and the mind started giving all these ideas to Arjuna in Kurukshetram, in the battlefield. And these questions have started coming up one after the other from Arjuna. And if you start taking all that, what has happened in the... This is why, as I mentioned before, in the Puranas are all written in that way. They have not given any importance to time and space when they wrote the Puranas. Their idea was to convey the message to us. The message is this: right now, if you accept this, you have escaped from this trap. But, and therefore, when you get attracted to the modern writers who give very specific place and time and all, but without any message in that, because there can't be any message, because they are trying to base everything based on the time and space. And therefore, that is all false as far as the sages are concerned. They are telling us that so limited. Why to talk about past? Forget about the past. Even what is happening right now within this body is unknown to us. Isn't it? How much are we conscious of everything what's happening in the body? You can look at it this way. We keep saying, my body, my body. But how much do I know about my body? How conscious am I about my own body? So many problems going on in the body, I know. When it disturbs me, I get aware of my body. I start thinking, I have got this problem in my body, that problem in my body. I don't even know about my own body, and I have to know about all what has happened in the past. And I'm verifying that, where it happened and how it happened and when it happened. That's how ignorant we are. Right now, we ourselves don't know what is happening within this very body. How much we know about our own body? Not even 10%. What's going on inside? We don't know anything. What's going on inside? It's all going on like that somehow. It's breathing, it's eating, it's sleeping. It's going through in a regular basis. So many things it's doing. But I don't know what is actually going on. Strictly speaking, nobody knows what's going on inside the body. One day something goes wrong, we go to one hospital, they say it's cancer. And go to another hospital, they say it's not cancer, it's something else, they say. So like this, so many things are going on in this world. Nobody understands this body. When we cannot know our own body, where is the question of knowing this creation? And they want to know about the whole creation. These people who are doing this research work, they want to know about the whole creation, the universe. They want to find out where is the limit of the universes, how many universes are there, and what's happening in each universe. They want to find out. This is the trap of the mind. This is a big trap of the mind. And it is in this trap that all the scientists are operating, all the intellectuals are operating, and all the ordinary people also, because of the education they get, they receive it in the same way. They are trapped in that. And so long as we are trapped in that, our spiritual life gets more and more difficult. Whereas sages who knew this, they did not want us to get trapped in that. They wrote the Puranas in such a way that in one Puranam they will write one incident in one way and another Puranam you will find completely different way. And the same person has written that. Vedavyasa Maharshi compiled all the Puranas. And so his point is this, that instead of getting caught up in this trap, come to the platform of the soul. Unless you elevate yourself to that realization, it is the soul, the background of the soul, all this is happening. And the soul is the important thing, not all these details. Details are not important. What importance is that? Where this happened and how it happened? Is anything going to happen by knowing where Hiranyakashipu was killed by Narasimha Murthy? Where Narasimha has killed Hiranyakashipu? How will it help me? It's not going to help me any more than where Hitler was killed. Isn't it? Where Hiranyakashipu was killed, where Hitler was killed, what difference does it make as far as my spiritual realization is concerned? Neither. Neither make any difference. Isn't it? Similarly, where the war happened, whether it happened in Europe or whether it happened in heavenly planets or whether it happened in somewhere else, does that make any difference as far as spiritual realization is concerned? No. They have not make any difference. So they are not important. For spiritual life, they are not important. Krishna is saying here, that is why in Ekadasha Skandam, Krishna is not wasting time talking all kinds of things which are not important. Therefore, he says there, Yo jagare behiranukshana dharminorthan, bhungte samastakarane hridital sadrikshan, sopne sushuttam evam upasamharade samekaha, smriti anvayal trigunavritti triindriyeshaha. That one verse is the explanation of all these things. This one particular verse. Krishna is saying there, Yo jagare behiranukshana dharminorthan, that anukshanam, anukshanam means every second, and a kshanam, kshanam means even smaller than a second. It is so fast, the change is happening all the time, in continuously, bhungte. And what is that? Samastakarane hridital sadrikshan. Samastakarane, by all the senses, whatever that you are experiencing in this world is all changing, all the time. Everything is changing. People are very funny. They go through a life and then the old age, they feel like writing their memoirs, isn't it? They want to write their memoirs as though it's the most important thing in this world. All you can do is to take that memoir and put it in the bin. That's what it is worth. That's all what it is worth. Lack of spiritual understanding. That's what it is showing. That they think that what has happened in their 40, 50 years of life in this world is so important. Important for who? You remember, Bhagavatam uses the word for who? Goats and the asses. For them, that is worthwhile. For others, no. It has no value. Why? Yo jagare behir anukshana dharmidarthan. Anukshana dharminarthan. Anukshanam, every second, it is changing. And what is this history, what you are creating, right? This is your history, isn't it? Like the historians wrote the history and gave it to us. This is the history of England, history of India, history of America, history of Europe, which is a history probably running back to 1,000, 2,000 years or so. What about the ones before that? Where is it? Where is that history? And now we say, we have got history now to prove it to you. As far as Krishna is concerned, Yo jagrade bahuri anukshana dharminorthan. Krishna says, recognize this one point first, he says. If you want to be situated on the spiritual platform, this is the way to educate. Otherwise, you won't get there. If you keep on thinking, I'll study the modern history and I'll turn Bhagavatam like in the modern history, it won't get anywhere. You have to throw that into the bin and come to the Bhagavatam way of thinking to understand spiritual life. Not study the history and go use the historical way of understanding. Many people are doing that. You can see that mistake they are making. Yo jagrade bahun anukshana dharminorthan. Anukshanam. Krishna says every second everything is changing. And what are you taking this so seriously? What is that not changing? That's only the soul. Only the soul. Bhungte samasta karane kridal sadrikshan. Then what else? Sopne sushuptam upasamharadase ega smriti anvayal trigunavrittidri indriyeshaha. Krishna says that what is going through in this, basically Krishna puts it like this, that all this material activities what we are doing in this world can be categorized under these three states: Jagrat, Swapnam, Sushupti. In Jagrat, you are acting very consciously. A lot of things you are doing here with all your senses and mind, intelligence, everything. When it comes to Swapnam state, all these Jagrat activities are stayed inside in the subtle form, something there, which you are thinking about in the dream state through the mind. And as soon as you go into deep sleep, you are winding down this Jagrat Swapnam and go into Sushupti and come back again, start the whole Jagrat Swapnam again. That's all it is, life is about. But he says here, Swapne Sushupta Upasamharadesam Ekaha, that one who has no involvement in any of these things, that is what we are. Unless we come to understand this first and then accept it and identify with it, we are trapped in this mind and the trap of time and space. That's why when modern authors, when they write all these things, they have made this, because we have got so much data available, they say, isn't it, from the past, I can present it very precisely. And now they are storing all the newspapers also in the all these times, telegraph, they all store for many years the information, isn't it? Because in case, in future, if you want to refer, you can go back and refer to that, they say. Krishna is saying, Yo jagare bahir anukshana dharmin orthan. As soon as you understand Krishna's instructions, you can see here how quickly we are trapped in ignorance, how strong that avidya is. How strong that avidya in us. And it is that avidya is dictating to us every moment that I am not able to practice spiritual life. I am unable to practice spiritual life. Where did this coming from? Because of the avidya inside. Because of the avidya inside, this is happening to us. So there, if you understand this Krishna's point, then you can see when you are stuck in spiritual life, why you are stuck. You're stuck in the mind, in the trap of the mind. And one way or the other, you have to break it and get out of that trap of the mind. You will start thinking, oh, I'm getting older, what will happen to me? I'm getting sick, what will happen to me? I'm going to go through all my family responsibilities. After I finish that, will I have time for spiritual life? All these questions, who is throwing these questions? The mind is throwing that questions. Krishna's point is, realize this one thing, that change is the very nature of this world. You can't become a part of that change. We have to be situated in the Swarupam. Two things, Swarupam and Swabhavam. Swarupam never changes. It is the soul. Spiritual nature is our identity. Swabhavam is always changing. Swabhavam is always changing. See, the same word Swabhavam is the same thing what is meant by Prakriti. Meant by Prakriti. The same thing Krishna uses in the Bhagavad Gita as the word he uses is Ajnanam. Ajnanam is the word that Swabhav. In the later on, in the fifth chapter, I think Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Jnanam, our knowledge is covered by Ajnanam. Knowledge is covered by Ajnanam. Ajnanenavrtam jnanam tena muhyanti jandava. Krishna says there to Arjuna. Krishna says, Ajnanenavrtam jnanam tena muhyanti jandava. There is a statement there. So what does that mean? Ajnanenavrtam jnanam. Jnanam is already there inside. Ajnanam is the one. So what the duty of the spiritual master is to take away the ajnanam. Jnanam is already there in everybody. Everyone has jnanam. It is covered by the ajnanam, we say. So then, evam vimarsha gunado manasastrevastaha manmayaya maikradamidi nischidarthaha samchidya charda hanumana sadukti deshnam jnana asinam bhajadam akhila samshayadhim. Krishna is saying here, due to the three modes of nature, three modes of material nature, that the three states have come. Manasastravastha. The three states have come due to three modes of material nature. And where that three modes of material nature has come? Man mayaya. Due to the powerful maya. Man mayaya maikritam iti nischidarthaha. So, knowing very well that it has been created by the mind, Krishna says, samchidya hardam anumanasa dukti tishnam jnanasinam
bhajatamakhila samshayadim. So knowing very well, Krishna says, use this knowledge, what he has spoken in the last verse. That is, yam yo jagare bahur anikshana dharminorthan. Using that verse, Krishna says, try to understand that this is the very nature of this world. First, Krishna talks about the nature of this creation, constantly changing, changing, changing. Something that is changing is not knowledge. That is not knowledge. Because that is why the modern research work and the knowledge that comes from them, from the scientists, is not accepted as knowledge. Because it's subject to change tomorrow. So it's not knowledge. Knowledge is that thing. That thing which never changes, past, present or future, no matter what it is, if it never changes and it remains the same, that is knowledge. That is knowledge. Because that is the very nature, because there is worthwhile studying it. But something which is always changing, if you keep on studying it, what, you also got trapped in the same problem as the change. That means you are under the control of Maya. That's what you are studying that for. So, from there you can see, Krishna says, that evam vimrushya gunato. These, analyzing these three gunam, three modes of nature, manasastrevastha, manmayayam, aikridamidi, nishchidarthaha. Knowing this has to be very focused and very solidly fixed inside this realization, what Krishna has spoken in the last words. And that is only possible, jnanasina. Krishna says, with the power of knowledge. That means constant reflection. Everything is changing in this world. Why should I take it seriously? Plus, added to that, the Maya is playing a lot of games in this world. It is a mixture of both. Constantly changing world and the different games what the Maya is playing here. Is any of these things have got any importance? That's the point Krishna is making. Then Krishna says in the next verse, we have seen those two verses last Sunday. Samchidya hardam anumanasa duktidishna jnanasinam bhajadam akhila samshayadim. Then he says here, Icheda vibramamidam manaso vilasam mrishtam vinashtam adilolam alata chakram vijnanamegam urudhaiva vibhadimaya svapnastritha guna visarga krito vigalpaha. Manovilasatval drishtatval vinashitvachal idam jagat svapnavad vibhramam eva bhavadi iti icheda. Krishna says, although this world right appears in front of us, it is a creation of the mind. It's a creation of the mind. And because it is experienced by the senses and the mind, because if you have no mind and no senses, this world doesn't exist. So we say that, Vedantam is saying this, that the world is existing because you've got the mind and the senses. If you have no mind and senses, the world doesn't exist, isn't it? The world doesn't exist. And the same world exists for all of us in different way, according to our sense of perception. So you can see there, a lot depends on your mind, senses, intelligence. Some person, say for example, a festival happened. One person will take their festival very seriously. He will observe everything what has happened in the festival, how the feast was, what items were served in the feast, what dramas were played, who played the kirtan, who played bhajans or whatever, in details one goes and gets all information. Another person, he is not interested in all those things. He has gone there, just had a look around and he left. And so why is this? Two different people will see that world in two different ways, isn't it? According to his interest and to the perception he had from the world. So in other words, those two people will see the same thing in two different ways. One person will see in detail, one person won't see it in detail. So both of them is a creation of the mind. Creation of the mind and the senses. So know this very well. Krishna says, Icheda vibhramam idam manaso vilasam mrishtam vinashtam adilolam alata chakram. What does that mean? It means that it creates a vibhramam inside. What's that vibhramam? Vibhramam means this kind of illusion inside about the reality. That we see certain things in this world, manaso vilasam. Mind is creating that illusion in us to take something very seriously and something not seriously. This is all the game the mind is playing with us. മൃഷ്ടം വിനഷ്ടം അതിലോലം അലാദ ചക്രം അതിചഞ്ചലത്വാൽ അലാദ ചക്രവച്ച ഈക്ഷേത. ഹി സേസ് അലാദ ചക്രം മീൻസ് യു നോ ദർ ഈസ് എ സപ്പോസ് ദർ ഈസ് എ സ്റ്റിക്ക് ഇൻ ദി വില്ലേജസ് യു വിൽ സീ ദ ഹാവ് ഇൻ ദ ഓൾഡൻ ഡേയ്സ് വെൻ ദർ വാസ് നോ ഇലക്ട്രിസിറ്റി വെൻ ദ ഹാവ് ടു വാക്ക് ത്രൂ വില്ലേജസ് ദ വിൽ മേക്ക് എ ഫയർ എ ലോങ് റോഡ് സെർട്ടൻ പ്ലാന്റ്സ് ലീഫ് and the stem they tie together and it will be a bunch of stems of different plant of some plants which burns well and it will take a long time to burn it. They know those plants, so in the shops they will sell them, they will tie them with the strings and you can buy them. In all shops they sell. It used to be there before electricity came. After electricity arrived, it's all disappeared. We made more progress then, isn't it? So but then alada chakram is that. Alada chakram means what happens is, say about 50-60 years ago in the villages when there was no electricity, by evening wherever they had to go a long way, the transport was also there, not there, they had to walk to, they may have gone for say to visit some friends or relatives, a long way they have traveled, they come back, they're walking back. So while walking back they have not reached their destination, but they have to find a shelter somewhere that night. So what they'll do is this person will go to the next shop and buy one of these things. And when it very dark, when he can't see anymore, he will light it. And holding this in the hand, he'll walk on the street all the way back home. So long as that thing is burning, he can see the road. Otherwise it's total darkness, isn't it? There is no, say in the, it is the time when the moon is not there either. Moon is not shining, completely dark. So that thing, while walking, they will do like this, move it like this. See, because with the hands it keeps moving. They don't hold it like this and walk. They'll be walking, holding it. Because it does, when you keep moving like this, it burns well. It burns well, it gives you a good light as well. So when you burn like this, if you look at it from a distance, you will think that there is a fireball rotating like this. You will see like that, fireball rotating like that. That's what Krishna is saying. Drishtam vinashtam adilolam alada chakram. That's called alada chakram. Alada chakram means this fireball, what you are rotating. You think that, there, although he is rotating it faster, as though it is present in one place, the fire is happening somewhere. You get an impression if you look at it from a long distance. If you look at it from a long distance, you get the impression that there is fire somewhere. Because the fire is burning there, although he is moving it. Drishtam vinashtam adilolam alada chakram. This is one example. Another example is in the Bhagavatam examples only, that marumarichika, the mirage, what they say, that you look at the, in the desert, you look far away, there is water. You are 100% convinced there is water there. When you go there is no water. There is no water there. But as soon as you come back and look at it again, there is still water there. So this is the kind of illusion that this world creates and puts it in front of us. That's why Krishna will always say this, manaso vilasam. These are all the way the mind is responding to the nature, to this Maya's world. Mind and the Maya together, Krishna is saying, everything it creates with this is all false. It's all false. You can't take any of these things very seriously because they are created by the mind. Mind is giving this. That's why it says here, Mrishtam vinashtam adilolam alada chakram. Vijnanamekamurudhaiva vibhadhimaya sopnastritha gunavisarga krado vigalpaham. He says here that manovilasam drishtam vinashtam adilolam. Four things he says. Manovilasam, it is the activities of the mind. Activities of the mind. Drishtam vinashtam adilolam. It is continuously changing. Chanchalam. Chanchalam means it's constantly changing. Isn't it? So similarly, this world also, if you realize that you are soul, in front of you, this world is such a phenomenon. Like this alada chakram. That's what is this world is project to be understood by from the platform of the soul. When you look at this world from the platform of the soul, you have to see the world just like this alada chakram. It is keep on changing and lot of things are happening in this world.
under the influence of Maya. Maya is playing her game here. Sometimes puts us into happiness, puts us into distress. All this is all nothing to do with us. On a spiritual platform, we are completely independent of all these things. But because of our identification with the body and the mind is so strong, avidya inside, that we can only see these things as the reality, we can't see the soul as the reality. That is the trap we are in today. It's a very hard thing to break away, isn't it? Even we can't even visualize it, because everything we want to understand through the senses and the mind. And there even we fail. We fail completely. So, vijnanamekam urudhaiva vibhadivaya sapnastrithaha gunasargakrido vigalpaha. Krishna says here that ega vijnanam urudha vibhadi. That is the most important. Vijnanam ega urudhaiva vibhadi maya. Ega vijnanam urudha vibhadi. The same knowledge, it has all come from that consciousness, isn't it? Awareness. From there, chitshakti, it has come. And it is present in front of us in different forms, different names. In different names and different forms. That is, I say, ega vijnanam urudha vibhadi. Same thing is present in us in different forms. Tasman guna visarga krita vigalpaha maya bhavati. Therefore, everything in this world which is created by the three modes of material nature, you should know this, Krishna says, is nothing but maya. Nothing but maya. Svapnastritha guna visarga krito vigalpa. Because three modes of material nature means what? It means maya. Isn't it? It means maya. Three modes of material nature has come from maya. So that is another important thing. In other words, you can only talk these things. You can only say these things, isn't it? But realizing that is our acceptance of that is our part. Krishna is telling us it is like this. But if we say, as soon as we hear, and then we leave the room, oh, they can say all these things, nothing is practical. That's the first thing, comment. Where is it coming from? That's coming from the mind. The duty of the mind is that, to tell us nothing is practical. We have some headache, understanding in our head. Everything has to be practical the way I want it happen. That's the only thing that's practical. Krishna is saying to us, vijnanamekam urudhaiva vibhadi maya. Maya has created this in front of you, all these kind of things. And if you are accepting all this reality, I can't help you. That's what he is telling us indirectly. That if you accept this maya and maya's creation as reality and start following this seriously, thinking that, first of all, as I said before in the last classes also, we have enough avidya inside. The society pumps more avidya inside. And all this avidya together, we want to adjust spiritual life with that, which will not work, which will not happen. If we want to get into spiritual life, we have to slowly say goodbye to all these things, society, and to our own avidya, what's already in there, we have to get rid of that from inside. And that is all what Krishna is saying here. Vijnanamekam urudhaiva vibhadi maya svapnastritha guna visarga krito vigalpaha. What is vigalpam? Vigalpam is this, that vigalpam is what maya creates, isn't it? Maya creates this vigalpam. Sankalpam is what the mind creates. Sankalpam is what the mind creates. Vigalpam is what the maya creates. But when we generally talks about maya, mind, we will say sankalpa vigalpalpikam mana. We say sankalpam because mind accepts the vigalpam from the maya. Mind accepts, the soul doesn't accept. That's the important thing. The mind accepts, the soul doesn't accept any vigalpam. Soul is independent. So, all these things are mentioned here is only to understand this. We are trapped. We are trapped in the body. We are trapped in the mind. We are trapped in the intelligence. And not to allow mind and intelligence to influence your spiritual life. This is the most important thing. So much you can escape from this mind and intelligence, your spiritual life will become meaningful. In other words, it will definitely have its effect. Ignorance will go away. But while operating within the staying within the mind and intelligence, if you are practicing spiritual life, then that spiritual life won't go very far. Because you are in the platform of the mind and intelligence, what can be done? That is the problem. That's the major problem. And this is the problem everyone is having. All of us are having this problem. We never know when we fall into the trap of mind and intelligence, because that's all what we know. We don't know anything else, isn't it? We are stuck in that, and every day after 30, 40 years, we are still asking, nothing has happened to me. Why? Because I was in the platform of the mind and the intelligence. So escaping from mind and intelligence is not an easy thing. It's more difficult than escaping from the body. Body, at least it will drop off one day and go. But the other one won't. Other one will hold you throughout forever. It will never leave you, never let you go. So then, after saying that, so these verses, please, for to make some further step in life, in spiritually, these verses should go deeper. It should take our as the absolute instructions from Krishna. These instructions, and gave it to the highest transcendental personalities, to the Kumaras. Then he says in the next verse, what should one do to come out from this world of Maya? Drishtim dada prada nivritti nivritta trishna tushnim bhaven nijasukhanubhavo niriha samdrishyade kujayadida avastu buddhya tektam brahmaya namavel sasmradirani padal. This is one of the famous verses in the Bhagavatam. Drishtim dada prada nivritti nivritta trishna tushnim bhaven nijasukhanubhavo niriha samdrishyade kujayadida avastu buddhya tyaktam bhramaya namavel smridirani padal. Tada drishtim prati nivrtya nivrta trishnaha niriha tushnim bhaved. Very tall order from Krishna. Krishna is saying, tada drishtim prati nivrtya. Take the drishti. Drishti means your attention. Attention means shraddha. Take your shraddha away from this world. That's the only way you can do it. If you give all attention to this world, you can never do it. It's not possible. Drishtim dada pradinivrti. Drishti. Drishti means this shraddha, attention. Drishti generally means your vision. Vision is drishti. But here you have to understand that your shraddha or attention, if you do not take it away from this false creation, from this false world, or this temporary world, whichever way you want to put it, which is constantly changing, where there is no reality in there. There's no reality in this. If you don't take your attention away from that and take it to the pradinivrti nivrta trishna tushnim bhaven. Tushnim bhaven, Krishna says, that attention should go to the soul. Attention should go to the soul. Tushnim bhaven nijasukhanubhavo niriham. Nijasukhanubhavo niriham. That one has to do it in such a way, Krishna says, that once the attention has fallen on to the soul, there should be no other business except to inquire about the soul. That is our proper identity. What does the jnanis do? They have reached that state. From there, they don't see any more importance to this world. What is happening in this world, or what's happening to other activities in this world, they have no importance to it. From activities of the mind, the body, and the senses, these three things, Krishna says, withdraw from that. And because tushnim bhaven nijasukhanubhavo niriha. Nijasukham. Nijasukham means that sukham, that what you are getting from that is nijam. It's false. It's not the real sukham. That's the first thing. Why? Sukham, actually, that happiness is the feature of the soul. It's not a feature of the mind or the feature of the body. It's not a feature of the body or the mind. And all that happiness you are deriving from this world is completely on the platform of the body and the mind. And because it is based on the body and the mind, that sukham what you are extracting from the body, from the worldly objects, is also false. So take the attention away from the world, Krishna says. Drishtim dada pranivrtya nivrta trishna stushnim bhavel.
నిజ సుఖానుభవో నిరీహ. దెన్ వాట్ ఎల్స్? సందృశ్యదే కుజయదీదం అవస్తు బుద్ధ్యాః త్యక్తం భ్రమాయన భవద్ భవే స్మృతిరాని పాదాల్. యద్యపి ఇదం కుజ సందృశ్యదే త్యక్తం భ్రమాయన భవేద్. Even when one is completely fixed up, in that state, Krishna says, it is possible that this world, what is existing in front of us, may show to us some reality. Some reality to some small degree, it will still be present. How? In the form of eating. Because eating is very basic thing, isn't it, for the body. Still you have completely escaped from the body will still present yourself as a necessity. Body will be present yourself in front of you as a necessity. So therefore, that is the last thing that has to leave us. Which one? The body. Prior to that, the rest of the world has to leave. And after the world has left, then eventually the body has to leave. So when the body is leaving, even if the body is giving some reality to us, we may ask, because everybody will ask this question, if I say that everything is not real in this world, body is not real, who is going to give me food? That's the only question they will ask, isn't it? Everybody asks that question. If I don't go to work, who will give me food? So that shows the depth of that ignorance of the eating. Which is the most the deepest one, is that eating thing. And that won't leave till the last minute. Till we completely escape from the body. So that is just Krishna is trying to tell us that it won't go easily, because so long as they are in the body, it will be there. And the one who has escaped from all other things in this world, he will find it difficult to escape from that till the last minute. So drishtindada pratinivartate krishna tushnim bhave nijasughane bhavo niriha. So first thing is to recognize everything in this world as temporary, constantly changing, no reality, and subject and happiness that is we are searching for in this world, take it as false, and they are not real sukham at all. Nija sukhamanamo niriha. Observe that, he says to Kumaras. Krishna is saying to Kumaras, observe that as false. After that he says, samdrishya deko je idam avastu buddhyam. Then he says here that once you have woken up from that dream, then even if you have a memory of that dream, you will not be captivated by that. Isn't it? That's how it is. That just like when we wake up from a dream, after we've woken up from the dream, whatever things have happened in the dream, you are not giving any importance to it. Why? Say you have won the lottery in the dream, but after woken up, would you look for the lottery ticket where you are kept? You won't, would you? So same thing. Why? Because when you woke up, you realized that I won the lottery only in the dream. And there was no lottery ticket I have bought in the dream state. Or maybe you bought it also in the dream and won the dream lottery. And you won the prize also. And you can use the money also only in the dream. You can't use it in the waking state, can you? So similarly, Krishna is saying here that in the Jagrat state also, till you come to that state, to your real identity of the soul, all these things what's happening in this world, in the vacant state, what you are experiencing, doing and trying to sort out here, sort out there, all these ideas, Krishna is saying here that has to go. Knowing very well, that's why he spoke about that. Drishtim dada pratinivritya nivritta trishna. That you have to take your attention away from this world. There is no other way you can do it. Take your attention away from the world. If you give your attention to the world and thinking that the world will eventually, what will happen is you will go along with the world. World won't come with you. You will become a part of the world. So they give the example that, suppose you mentioned this before also, that you are traveling in a train, you reach the platform, the train stopped. Another line parallel to this, there is another train standing there. So you are sitting in this train which is stationary and you are looking both sides. Suddenly you looked on the other side, the other train is moving.
immediately what do you feel? You feel you are moving, isn't it? Although you're not moving, the other train is moving. The experience, most of you must have had this experience when you are sitting in a train. The next track, the train, when it starts moving, you think as though you are moving, isn't it? So similarly, Krishna is saying here that if you want to escape that train is not moving, if you want to get that feeling, what do you have to do? You have to take your attention from that train towards the platform on this side. Then you know that you are sitting here. Train is not moving, isn't it? The train is not moving if you look into this. If you look on the other side, you are moving. You feel like that. So similarly, drishtim tada pratinivrtya. That's what Krishna is saying. Take your drishti away from the world. There is no other way. There is no other way you can do it. If your drishti is in the world, then it is difficult. Krishna says it's not possible to come to this spiritual platform. Drishtim tada pratinivrtya nivrtta trishna tushnim subhavain nija sukhanubhavo niriha sam drishyade kujam yadidam avastu buddhyatyaktam brahmaya. Then yadyapi idam kuja sandrishyade tyaktam brahmaya na bhaved smriti anipadad. That samskaram, or because of the purva samskaram, earlier samskaram what we have developed in that sapnam, like a dream, it will stay in this, in us, but eventually it will disappear. Then that the same thing Krishna is repeating again in another two verses, and you will see these two verses, coming two verses in the third canto when Kapila Vasudeva spoken to Devahuti Devi, exactly the same two verses. Look at that. Deham janashwaram avastidam uttidam va siddho na pashyati yado agamat swarupam Devadabedamuda Deva Vashadubedam Vasoyada Parikrata Madhiramadhandaha Deham Janashwaram Avastidam Uttidamva Yada Suruva Madhyamagamatam Nashwaram Deham Abhisiddha Deva Vashad Avastidam Uttidamva Abedam Ubedamva Madhiramadhandaha Parikratam Vasaha Yadhana Pashyati. So Krishna says, Deham Janashwaram Avastidam Uttidamva. By this body alone, with the help of this body, you are trying to realize the soul, isn't it? While identifying with this body only, you are trying to escape from the trap of this body, isn't it? So what will happen is, this body is a temporary thing. It is a temporary thing. But it is while living in this body that you are realizing the self, isn't it? While realizing, while in this human body, is that you are getting this opportunity to realize the self. So, realize the soul, at some point, we come to this understanding that he will not become any more conscious of this body. That is what happens to him. This is how self-realization happens to a person. He keeps living in this body, and with the help of this body, he reaches the state of self-realization. When he realizes what he is, what has happened to him is, he notices that his identification with the body has gone. Identification with the body has gone. Knowing very well that when he started his spiritual life, he knew that due to prarabdham, this body has come. This body has come due to prarabdha karmam. And whether this body is sitting down or standing up or it's walking, it doesn't matter. He will not be conscious of its activities. That's a very higher state. Deham janashwaram avastidam uttidam va. Krishna says here that siddho na pashyati. He will not see what body is doing. To such a state, he is separated from the body. He will not even be conscious of anything what is happening to the body. To that extent, he is freed from the body. Siddhona Bhashyat Yadod Agamat Swarupam. That he has come to his Swarupam. His identity, he is properly established. So, to escape from the body, there is only one option. What is that? To come to the Swarupam, to one's own proper identity. There is no other way you can escape from the body. Most of us, what we are trying to do is,
We want to stay within the body and want to become spiritually perfect. Krishna is saying, forget about that, it's not possible. An absolute no. Deham jana shwaram avastidam uthidam vam siddhona vashadiyado dhyagamat swarupam. Come to the swarupam, come to your state, real identity as the soul. Every second we have to stay in the soul, platform of the soul. But we, because of your constant and close addiction with this body, we want to bring our spiritual life also within the experience of the body. And that's not possible. Very straightforward, Krishna, about these things. And you can see this ignorance don't leave us. How? You can see why. Even after all reading Bhagavatam, still we want to think about our past life, what happened here, what happened there. Everything as Krishna is saying to us is all false, all lies, he says. Because from the spiritual platform, we can't accept all that seriously. They are all activities of Maya, activities of the mind. Earlier, Ekadasi Skandam, when Krishna began, he said that word, isn't it? What did he say? Vidhi, Maya, Manomayam. Everything is Maya, everything is mind. So, while being situated in the trap of mind and Maya, it is not possible to come to the platform of the soul. So that is why he says here, use this understanding and always have to become, identify with the soul. Identify with the soul. That's why, siddhona vashriyado dhyagamat swarupam. Then, devada sheda ubedam uda, devada vedam uda, deva vashad ubedam. What does that mean? Devada ubedam uda, deva vashad ubedam. Here, Deva means Prarabdham. Prarabdham is called Devam here. The material body has been given to us by Krishna's arrangement, which is Prarabdha Karmam. So, Prarabdha Karmam has given this body and Deva Vashad Ubedam. Prarabdha Karmam will take it away from you, this body. One day, Prarabdha Karmam will take this body away from you. You can't hold on to this body forever. It's not possible. It has been given to us. And the person who has given us will take it back from us. That's how the body is. Body is very tricky situation is like that. So therefore, there is absolutely no point in trying to fight against that. It's impossible. Absolutely impossible. That's why all this research work they are trying to do, to think that somehow or the other if we can live forever, or somehow or the other if we can hold on to this body, even if there is some problem, doesn't matter. Still, if I can carry on in this body. Deivadaveda deivavashadubedam. Deivadavedam. Deiva is given. Body was given by Prarabdham. Deivavashadubedam. Deivavasham, according to his, the time is up. It will take away that body from you. It will take away that. Vasoyada parikritam madhiramadhandha. But the realized soul, he knows this so well that it has been given to me, it will be taken away. He walks freely in this world. How? Just like a person, abedam abedam va madhira madhandaha parigridam vasaha na pashyati. He says here that a man, when he had a good few pints in the pub, when he walks out home, you will see sometimes he takes his shirts and puts it in the shoulder because it's too hot for him, all the alcohol inside, isn't it? And when it's too hot, it's on the shoulder, the clothes. After some time he takes his vest. It could be freezing winter weather. And then while walking, he's talking also, suddenly one or two clothes falls off. And he's not aware of that. The clothes has fallen off. He completely loses everything on his way home. His wallet sometimes goes away. Sometimes the purse goes away or the clothes goes away. Everything. When he gets home, the wife asking what happened to the clothes. He's looking at that time where the clothes have gone. This is a common scene because this is the best example to give for that because it's a very familiar example, isn't it? So it says here, Deva Vashed, Deva Vashedamuda Deva Vashadubedam Vasoyeto Parigradam Madhiramadhandaha. This person, self-realized soul, when he is walking in this world, he is like this drunken person who is walking fully drunk in this world. Suddenly the body drops off one day and goes away. He is not even conscious of that. The body has gone. This is the state of that
self-realization. Self-realized state is like that. It's not something that will happen after death. Right now in this world, through spiritual realization, this is what should happen to us. First thing. If you have reached that state, so question will come, if it is like that, even after giving all your attention to this body and trying to protect it, it still experiences death. It gets destroyed at the end. If it is like that, if you don't give any attention, will it not die? Will it not get quickly destroyed? That's the question will come at that time, isn't it? The answer to that is the next verse. Dehobi Deivavashagam Khalu Karmayaval Swarambhagam Pratisamikshadameva Sasu Tam Saprabanjam Adhiruda Samadhiyogam Swapnam Punarna Bhajati Pratibuddhavastu. Very important words. Krishna is saying here, Deivavashagam Dehobi Deivavashagam Khalu Karmayaval Swarambhagam Pratisamikshadameva Sasu Tam Saprabanjam Adhiruda Samadhiyogam Swapnam Punarna Bhajade Pradibuddha Vastu. Deiva Vashagaha Dehobi Swarambhagam Karma Yavad Sasu Pradisamikshade Eva. Krishna saying, if the body, because the body is under the influence of Prarabdham, Prarabdha Karmam, as long as that Prarabdha Karmam is there, it will live here in this world. It has to live. And you can see this sometimes when you observe some people. It's absolutely amazing sometimes. Here you don't see that because everything is covered so much. But in India, in streets, you will notice this. Sometimes some people, both legs have gone. Both hands have gone. Body is full of leprosy. And blind sometimes, added to that. So many deformations in the body. And practically, you would expect that he should have left the body, but he won't die. You go every year, you see him in the same spot or nearby somewhere. Year after year, he is living in this world. He is unable to leave the body. He on his own won't leave the body, but Prarabdham is not allowing him to leave the body. He doesn't have any regular habits of eating. No food is, nobody is supplying to him on time. No place to live. Somewhere on the street he is lying down. And he is still living. The life is not leaving the body. We go there and we say, oh, why? Why is it like this? This is absolutely disgraceful. Nobody is helping him. Why? There is no social security in this country. What a nonsense is this? We say all kinds of things and make a remark. And let's see if we can help him. Whether you help him, you don't help him. Krishna is saying here, Dehobi Deiva Vashakam Galugar Mayaval Swarambhagam Pradisamikshadameva Sasu Tam Saprabanjam Adhirudham Samadhiyogam Swapnam Punarna Bhajade Pradibuddhavastuhum. That body is meant to live here. Whatever time it is, destiny is there, he will live here. He has to live. He cannot live on his own. Even if he tries to live, he won't live. He won't be able to live. That is how strong the law of Prarabdham is. Prarabdham will hold you back here. Till that is over, the body will one day drop. So Krishna says, Adhiruda Samadhi Yogaha Saprabhanjanam Pratibuddha Vastu Swapnam Puna Na Bhajade. A jnani who has reached that state of Samadhi, he will look at his body in that way, with this understanding. That it is only there because the time hasn't come for that to go. So he will look at that body in that way and all the extensions of the body as well in the same way. Bodily extension means wife, children, parents, brothers, sisters, all the extensions of the body. Also, he will see in the same way. And he will not entertain them anymore in his vacant state. But in the same way like he has entertained everything in his dream state, he will see all these bodily extensions also in the same way. Like he has entertained the different things what he experienced in the dream state. How he does not give any importance to it when he comes to the Jagrat state. Similarly, a jnani who has realized the self while living in this body, as far as the body is concerned, he will wait for the body to drop. As far as the bodily extensions like the wife, family, husband, this and all the other things are concerned, he will only give them importance as much as he has given importance to what he has experienced in the dream state. So these are the important things as far as the self-realization is concerned. So these verses, beginning from 32, Yojagare Bihuranachana Dharminorthan Bhungte Samastakarane Kadisal Sadrakshan Sotne Sushupta Upasamharadesam Egaha Smriti Anuyal Trigunavrutidri Indriyeshaha. From then on, right up to this point, what Krishna has spoken was directly meant to the four Kumaras, to keep them in that state of consciousness. Smriti Anvayad, he says there, isn't it? Tektam Brahmaya Samdrishyade Avastabuddhyam. Avastabuddhya means, when there is not real. Avastabuddhya, not Vastubuddhi, Avastabuddhya. Avastabuddhya means something which is not real. So, unless we accept things that the thing called Maya, Maya's potency that Krishna is explaining there, that drishtim dada pradanivartya nivartya drishna tushnim bhaved nija sukhani bhavo niriham. Tushnim bhaved means sit quietly, watching all these things, what is going on in this world. Sit quietly, that's all you have to do. That is self-realization. Self-realization is not something you have to get from somewhere, go and bring it from somewhere or buy it in the supermarket. It's something that has to happen within you, within us, in other words. Tushnim bhaved, and for that just sit quietly. That's all it's required. Nija sukhane bhavo niriha. With this understanding that everything is that is coming from the material world is nothing but false. And in that state what will happen? Even in the jagrat state, in the vacant state, avastubuddhya. Avastubuddhya. And he says here, knowing very well that there is no vastavam. That is no reality in any of these things. Knowing that is spiritual realization. That there is no reality in them. Samdrishyade, Krishna says there, isn't it? Samdrishyade, koja yatidam avastubuddhya. Avastubuddhya. Avastubuddhya means that there is no reality to any of these things in this world. See that in that way. Tektam brahmayana bhavel smriti anipadad. Then, till the body drops away, to a large extent, if you see all those things in this world, it will still bring you some memories of the past. But if we have learned what Krishna said before, not to fall into the trap of the mind and the intelligence, then those things will not come and disturb you. If you have moved away from the mind and the intelligence. If you have not moved away, what will happen? All the childhood thoughts will come at the old age. And then all the activities, what you have, your heroic activities you have performed in the youth, that will come at the old age. All the heroic activities, oh, I've done this, I've done that, I taught him a lesson, and I've done this to him. All this kind of big talk. That alone. Now I can't do anything. I'm stuck here in this body. Nobody wants me. Children won't want to listen to me. Wife doesn't listen to me. I'm just a burden on everyone. All these things will start then. But Krishna says you can escape from all that if you know that the so-called wife, children, all this is nothing but a product of this illusion, of Maya's creation. That is the only way you can escape. Otherwise, if we fall into that trap, we will have to suffer at the old age. So that is why samdrishyade koja yadida avastubuddhya tektam bhramaya. This world of Maya and the trap of Maya, we can sit and talk for years together. It will never finish, isn't it? Because that's our life. That's what the life we have led throughout in the world of this Maya. Samdrishyade koja yadidam avastubuddhya. But Krishna puts it in two lines there. Avastubuddhi. Develop that avastubuddhi there, he says. And he says, Tektam Brahmayana Bhavesmriti Anipadad. You take your memory out of that. Tektam Brahmaya, this Brahmam. Brahmam is that thing. You know what Brahmam means? Brahmam means that that perplexion or that kind of illusion that it creates. You are completely perplexed by this world, isn't it? That perplexion, that world creates is that Brahman. That Brahman, Krishna says, Samdrishyade kuchedidam avastu buddhyas tyaktam brahmaya. That Brahman, tyaktam, give up that Brahman and smriti anipadad. Smriti, even if that comes, that memory comes in, but but the till the body falls off. Nija sukhani bhudi. Similarly, Jnani also will also see his father, mother, relatives, wife, children. That tektam brahmaya tektam na bhaved. That because he knows that they are not reality, all these things centered around him, that it will not give make any Brahman. That perplexion won't happen to him anymore, because inside that realization has come. Inside the realization come. So even if he sees all this, wife, children, everybody, still it will not have any impact on him. It will not have any impact on him. Many occasions, great jnanis, after they have taken to this process and they have realized the truth, they have moved away from home and lived somewhere else. But sometimes what happens is the family members will come to him to bring them back to family life. First start with the mother. Mother will be the first person. And then followed by the wife, and if there are children, they all will come to him to bring him back to, come back to the family and get him, start his family life again. But for him, he has reached that state already. So when the bodily extensions, we will address them like that, the bodily extensions comes to him to take him back to the past life, he will look at them, but he will not feel any kind of attachment to them in any way. Why? Already the realization has happened inside. The truth has been realized. Smritir anipadad. And he will conduct his transactions in this world from that state. He will carry the body with him as long as it's necessary and do whatever that's happening through the body. So there were many, sometimes many jnanis who have realized this, used to act like this. Sometimes people give them a garland, seeing them, and they will take the garland and putting it on a cow's neck, on the neck of the cow. They will put the, and for him, that garland is not important. Whom are you garlanding? The body, isn't it? He is not anymore identifying with the body. So for him, that garland is not any more of value, any more value to him. That, and he will be like the cow when he wears that garland. Because for a cow, if you put a garland on a cow, will the cow notice it? The flowers will fall from the garland. Cow won't stop and pick up the garland for the flowers. Nor will it go to fix the garland to a shop where the garland can be repaired. He won't do any such thing like that. Similarly, body is standing there, and in course of time, body will get destroyed one after the inch by inch. It will finish, and there will be a lot of problems also. And one day the body will drop, and when the cow also, when the garland drops from its neck, cow won't give any attention to that garland. Similarly, our jnani, all the realized souls also, when the body drops, he won't give any attention to the body. Siddho na pasyadi yadadi agamat sarupam. Agamat sarupam, why? Because he has seen his identity, what it is as the soul. He has realized it. So therefore the body is no more importance to him. He won't even look at it. And so it's just like this. It says here, suppose you are walking on the street on a sunny day, and your shadow is on the street, and the bus gone along with it nearby you, and it drove over your shadow. You won't take any notice of it, isn't it? Similarly, when the body drops away, the self-realized soul, he will not notice, take any attention to it. So just like that example, when it happens to the shadow, you won't give any attention. If a bus runs over the shadow, you don't go to a hospital that you are injured or you want to get treated. Nothing will be done like that, isn't it? So, because it has happened over the shadow. So, similarly, it doesn't cause any fracture in the body. Similarly, when the material body, gross body, drops away, Because he is situated in the soul, spiritual identity, whatever that is happening in the body will not affect him. Will not affect him. This is why self-realized souls, while they are living in the body, when they are in that body, some distress is happening to them, some illness come to them, the disciples and the public, they think that, oh, he is suffering, he has practiced spiritual life whole life, he has been practicing Krishna consciousness, and he is also suffering. Why? What is the difference between me and him? The ordinary public will start thinking like that. Even disciples think like this at that point. Question will come in their mind that our spiritual master throughout life practiced spiritual life and he was so much fixed up in spiritual life and he is suffering. I am also suffering. But at least I have enjoyed my life. He has not enjoyed either. So this way the mind will start coming in our, working in our head. It will start influencing us. That is what he is saying here, to be cautious about that. Why? That person who has realized the truth, although he is within the body has no influence on him. It is, as far as he is concerned, it is, he is not in that body anymore. Agamat Swarupam, he is in his Swarupam, he is in his spiritual identity. So when illness or any distress that is happening to the body does not have any impact on the self, on the soul. This is the reason why in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, always we are reminded again and again, soul has no happiness, soul has no distress, soul experiences bliss, anandam. That is the nature of the soul, isn't it? So happiness and distress is in relationship with the body, in relationship with the body. So by now the jnani has understood that I am the chit shakti, isn't it? Chit, from chit, then bliss is coming from the chit. Once it has come to that sense, then even if the body is experiencing in different ways, it will not have any impact on him. All the great personalities, they had distress in this world. They had distress in this world from with the body. And what will they do? They will carry that with them. That bodily problems they will carry with them without giving any attention to that. I mentioned this example, one great personality. He was nearly, he left the body when he was over 100 years. And at the age of 90, the body had all the problems what you could imagine. So his disciples and all the followers in the mutt, they felt that they should bring a first-class doctor, the best you can get, and the best treatment we should offer to him because he is our spiritual master. So with that intention, they brought the best doctor, and the doctor naturally has no disunderstanding that this distress is not experienced by him. So he did all the tests on the body, and he allowed him to do whatever test he wanted. So after a few hours of testing, when the test was over, the Swamiji says to him, "Now I know what you are going to tell me. I will tell you everything what you are going to tell me," he says to him. "You will tell me that my heartbeat is not correct." "Yes, number one." "You are going to tell me that I had a stroke." "Number two." "You are going to tell me my liver is not working." "Number three." Like this, he has given a list of things. And this doctor who has tested, he has noted that they all tallied with what he has found out. So he is telling him that in the last 30 years it has been like this. And I am not going to bother. We will not waste your time, nor you do waste my time. He said, "You can go." That was his answer to him. This is the realized state. That is what Krishna is saying here. That Deva Vashed. Swarambhagam pratisamikshatam evasasu tam saprabhanjam adhiruda samadhi yogam swapnam punarna bhajet pratibuddhavastu swapnam punarna bhajet. He will not give any more attention to his body after that. He cannot give it because it is go on, finish for him. So saprabhanjam adhiruda samadhi yogam, that along with this world, he has also left his body. Same time. And that jnani punarna bhajate, bhajeta, punarna bhajate, After that, bhajate means he will not give any more importance neither to this world nor to his body. And it is difficult to understand this science, isn't it? It is difficult to understand this science. What we are doing is we are seeing everything, and at the same time we are seeing the body also in the same way. And we also know about the activities in the body. But what's happening is he is not seeing, he is not knowing anything what's happening. In another plane, if you talk about it, you can say that there is no mind, there is no body either existing for him. In another sense, if you say, you can say like this, that earlier we discussed this before, first we have negated everything, isn't it? I'm not this body, I'm not this mind, I'm not this intelligence, I'm not this ego, nothing, I am spirit soul. Ultimately we come back to this understanding, I am everything, nothing else exists outside me, when I come to the platform of the soul. So in that state, that is in a different state, that ultimately when he drops away, he realizes that I am that body as well. But in a different way he understands that, not like the way we understand. We understand with attachment to the body. He understands that not real, without any attachment to the body, he understands that I am that body, which is two different things. When we understand this body, the only thing we understand in this body is that I am this body and the body is mine. And the body is meant for my happiness. This is the only three things. I am this body is mine, and this body is meant for my happiness. These three are the three avidyas in us, three ignorance in us. A realized soul will still see this is the body, this as a body, but not my body anymore. All the problems that's happening, and also he has already come to the state, he is not that body. And this body is not his. He has realized that. And also knows, this is not through this body that I am going to enjoy. That also has come to him. So these three things, body is not mine, I am not this body, body is not mine, and body is not meant for my enjoyment. These three states is very fixed in a jnani's mind. So that's what is, and such a person who is in that state is called Jivan Mukta. One who is situated in the in that state is called Jivan Mukta. But if you try to imitate this state, you will go crazy. That also we have to say. First of all, the self-realization has to happen. Realize the self. After that, yes, in the Bhagavad Gita, if you remember this verse, Yastu Atma Radirevasya Atma Truptascha Manava. That is what that state Krishna is talking about. Yastu Atma Radirevasya. Remember that verse? Yastu Atma Radirevasya Atma Truptascha Manava. Important verse in the, I think it is in the third chapter, isn't it? Yastu Atma Radirevasya Atma Truptascha Manava. You should connect Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. You can see there that Krishna is saying here that Yastu Atma Radirevasya. Yeah, third chapter, verse 17. Yastu Atmaradirevasyal Atmadruptaschama Anava Atmanyeva Sandushta Tasya Karyam Navidyade. That is that state. Yastu Atmaradirevasya Atmadruptaschama Anava Atmanyeva Sandushta Tasya Karyam Navidyade. He has reached that state, Atmaradi. He is completely in the state of Atmaradi. That's what Krishna is talking about. Atmaradi. He is purely in the spiritual platform. And the happiness what he has is the bliss from the soul. Atmaradirevasya. Atmadruptascha Manava. He is so satisfied because of the spiritual identity. Yastu Atmaradirevasya Atmadruptascha Manava. Atmanyeva Atmanatushta. Because the only happiness he knows is coming from the soul. Is from the soul. That's all he has. Nothing else. Atmanyeva Atmanatushta. Identification with the soul is complete. Atmanyeva Atmanatushta. He is totally satisfied and peaceful in that state. Tasya Karyam Na Vidyade. He has nothing to do after that.
Upanishad says there, Atmaridhi, Atma Kridanaha, Atma Midhinaha, Atma Anandaha, Tasya Purastad, Ma Pashyat, Atma Dakshana Odvam. And saying this, a personality who has realized this state, Krishna says here, I have appeared in front of you to talk to you about Bhagavata Dharma. So, and whatever I have spoken here, Krishna says, whatever that is in the Sankhyam and whatever in the Yogam, both I have talked to you. Krishna is saying to the Kumaras. So, Sankhyam and Yogam, that is the two important topics discussed in this Ekadasha Skandam. And from chapter, if you look at from chapter 10, 10, 11, 12 and this 13. In these four chapters, Sankhyam and Yogam, Krishna has covered. Krishna has covered Sankhyam and Yogam. After that, Krishna says here, I have spoken to this and take it and reflect on this. This is the instruction he has given to the Kumaras. Even great jnanis, when this realization comes to them, they will say like this, they are also frightened about this state of realization. Because when you go to that state, sometimes this avidya maya will attack again. So that is that verse he says here, that if you look into the last four verses in that chapter, we'll read through that and we will see later. Mayeta duktam vo vipra guhyam yat sangya yoga yoho janita magadam yatnyam yushma dharmam vavichaya. That Sankhyam and Yogam, all the secret I have spoken to you, Yushma Dharma Vivakshaya Agadam Yatnyam Janita. Know about me that I have come to talk to you about this Sankhyam and Yogam and that Yatnyam Yushma Dharma Vivakshaya. Aham Sangyasya Yogasya Satya Sartasya Dejasa Parayanam Dijashreshta Shriya Kirtir Madasya Ja Damasya Ja. My dear Brahmanas, Sankhyam Yogam Satyam Hridam Tejasa Shri Kirti Damam. I am the shelter of everything, he says there, isn't it? Sankhyam, Yogam, Satyam, Hridam, Tejasa, Shri, Kirti, Dhamam. And Dharmam, Hridam, Dharmam, Satyam. This is the difference between the Hrida Satyam. Parayanam, Vijashrishta, Shriya, Kirti, Dhamasyaja. Then Krishna concludes that, Mahabhajandi, Gunasarve, Nirgunam, Niravekshakam, Sukhridam, Priyam, Atmanam, Sangya, Asangadiyo, Gunaha. Idime Chinasandaha Munaya Sanagadaya Sabhajitu Paraya Bhatya Agranada Samstave Tairaham Pujada Samyak Sasuda Paramarshavi Pratyaya Sogam Dhamma Pashada Parameshina. So after this was spoken, these important verses Krishna has spoken, the Kumara started reflecting. Immediately they got back to their state of self-realization state. And in that state, they are experiencing this because Krishna wanted them to experience it immediately. Knowing very well, they thanked Krishna for that and they left that place. And Krishna also disappeared from there. We'll stop that. We'll continue on next Sunday. And we'll start at 4:30 next Sunday. Three Sundays, we have to do it at 4:30 to 7 because there is somebody has to have a meeting here at for the Janmashtami or something. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.